May these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to begin today with a quiz. You should all have a piece of paper that was given to you as you came in with a Who Will Rescue You quiz on it and something to write with. You can pair up with someone and do this together, or you can do it as a family. And if you can't write, team up with someone who can. And if anyone still needs to go and get a piece of paper, now's your chance. So I'm going to ask you about five different situations in which people need rescuing. And you need to decide who should come to the rescue each time. You can write the answers on the numbered lines on the sheet. Are we ready? Okay. Number one. When there's a house on fire, who needs to come to the rescue? We got it? When there's a person, so this is number two, when there's a person stuck out at sea, who needs to come to the rescue? For number two. Okay, are we ready for number three? Yep. Okay, number three. When someone is stuck up a mountain, who needs to come to the rescue then? Number four. Someone is trying to rob a bank. Who needs to come to the rescue? That was number four. Okay, are we on to number five? Okay, number five. When there's been a bad accident and people are injured, who needs to come to the rescue? Now, I wonder if anyone was thinking, well, that was incredibly easy. And I hope you did get all the answers right. You should have. Number one, firefighters. Number two, lifeboat crew. Number three, mountain rescue. Number four, police officers. And number five, paramedics. Of course. Wow. We know all of these people, don't we? And isn't it good that we have got people who are specially trained to rescue us when we find ourselves in real danger? We need to thank God for these people who work hard to save lives and protect people from harm. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, there is actually a sixth question. There's space for a sixth question on your sheet. So do hold on to your sheets, because I'm going to ask that question later. So the quiz has not finished. It's going to get a bit harder. But before we do question number six, which is really difficult, I'll tell you, we're going to have a story. So this story happened a long, long time ago. And there were two people in this story, and they were waiting for someone to come to the rescue. But they weren't stuck out at sea, and they weren't on top of a mountain, and they weren't even ill. In fact, nobody would have said that they were in any real danger or difficulty. And their names were Simeon and Anna. And these two people, Simeon and Anna, they were friends. Anna's husband had died when she was young, and since then she spent her life looking after God's temple in Jerusalem. And Simeon, well, he lived in the same city, and both of them loved God very much, and Anna would spend her days in the temple. And while she went about her ordinary tasks, she would sing praises to God, and Simeon would spend his days praying and listening to God too. So why did they need a rescuer? Well, both of them were very, very concerned about their country and their people, because their country of Israel had been taken over by a foreign power. And what was worse was that many of the people who'd once loved God had forgotten all about him. And so their world was really in quite a mess. And they were both getting very old, but they were still waiting for a special event. God had promised that he would send a rescuer for his people, someone who would help them to love God again. And Anna was sure that she'd meet this rescuer one day, and so was Simeon. And one day, the big temple doors, well, they swung wide open, and in walked a couple. And this couple were carrying a tiny baby. This happened quite often because people would bring their babies after 40 days to the temple to say thank you to God for their new baby. And Anna always loved to stop what she was doing and welcome the families in. And on this day, the couple that had walked in were Mary and Joseph. And they had brought baby Jesus to the temple. And he was only 6 weeks old. "Oh," said Anna, "a baby, how lovely." And at that moment, something amazing happened. Her friend Simeon arrived at the temple too. And that morning, he'd been praying, and he felt that he should just go to the temple. He'd felt this feeling that said, "You need to go to the temple." So old Simeon, he approached the young couple and he looked closely at the tiny child and he took him in his arms. "He doesn't normally do that," thought Anna. "That's strange. Why did Simeon take the baby in his arms? I mean, I do that. I like holding the babies, but Simeon doesn't normally. What's got into him today?" And as Simeon held the baby, a big smile came over his face. And he said, "Oh God," he said, "you promised you would send somebody to rescue your people. And now I've seen him. This baby, he is a light to the world." And Anna saw it too. Here was the rescuer for whom she'd waited such a long time. But she wasn't expecting it to be a baby. A baby? How can a baby rescue people? It was very confusing. But she smiled and she laughed and she held the baby. And then she spent the rest of the day telling everybody who came to the temple all about Jesus. She didn't get much else done that day. And so we've heard about Simeon now and Anna and why they needed a rescuer. Because people had forgotten about God. And it turned out to be Jesus. But the question now is, what about you? What do you need rescuing from? That's question number 6 on your quiz. And it's a question to which the answer will be different for everyone. It's a personal question. So there's no right or wrong answer for this one. And in fact, you don't even need to write it down. But do have a think about it. Now, we all have our own struggles, and some of us might have forgotten about God, just like the people of Israel had. We might be too focused on what we want and not what God wants. Perhaps we've got worries that are taking over. Perhaps we're worried about something. Or maybe we're struggling to forgive someone. Or even to forgive ourselves. Is there something that you are struggling with right now? Something that you need rescuing from? Now, I don't know what your answer to that question is. But there is a answer to the question of who you need to rescue you. Who can come to your rescue? And as always, the answer to that question is Jesus. Now today is the festival of Candlemas, and it's the day when the baby Jesus was brought to the temple, and Simeon and Anna recognised him as the light of the world. And we light candles so that we can remember this event and the fact that Jesus came to rescue us. He brought light and truth and love to the world in the way that he lived and in the things that he taught. And he taught us to live in God's love. And he offers us forgiveness for those times when we forget to. Jesus rescues us from the dark and he brings us into the light. When we come to our time of prayer later, those leading us will light some candles to help us to remember this as we pray. So perhaps when we do, you could ask Jesus to rescue you. Amen.